Blessed are the merciful ones.
For they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
For they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
For they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Now have the Kyrie confession. You raise the dead to life in the spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, you forgive all who sin in the time. Have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness. Assist you in life eternal through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may like to make the sign of the cross on your forehead as a sign that with the death of Christ, our sins are forgiven. Now going to be the collect for Pentecost. And this collect is a particularly special collect because most of the words are the same words that have been used in worship for 1,000 years. So back in the Middle Ages, intercessors here in these churches would have heard the same words in Latin. But at the Reformation, those same words translated into English, and now we have the same words online. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in your holy comfort through the merits of Christ our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is traditional for Pentecost, and we're going to hear on this reading. Kenny, your music.
That's right. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days, I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood, and fire, and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. And for the preach today, we're going to have an additional reading, and it's a reading from Corinthians, John will read it for us.
"No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifest of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, John. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ has fallen to John. Glory to you, O Christ. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink." And the scripture has said, "Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he says this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Delighted that Reverend Louise will be preaching for us this morning. So Louise, over to you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm putting my fingers to say that you can all hear me this morning. Feels good, because I remember last time you couldn't hear me at all. So you can see I'm plugged in well and truly. The way I speak in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And that short line from John. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. So, are you thirsty? Have a glass of water. I've got my water here. You might have more. Maybe you've got cups of coffee, which is a nice thing to have beside you. And a treat for an online service, isn't it? So, water. We need water. So, cheers everyone. We all need water. And I certainly, moving into the camera, I certainly needed water yesterday because I was on the tennis court. And you know what a warm day it was, quite hot when you're running about. And most important to have your water with you, and at each change of end we could pick up our bottles and refresh ourselves, really needed. So this is the bottle I took with me, which I refill again and again. It's not the fizzy stuff there, but just fill it with ordinary water, and that was very, very necessary. We do all need water. And we need water in case, most of those cases, more than food. We can't live without water for more than 3 to 5 days at the maximum. And some of you might have experienced a little lack of water at times during our lives. And how do you feel? You feel tired, can you get a headache if you haven't had the water that you need, busy, and lack of motivation. And we can't really function very well Well, it's amazing how we've come on in the last 50 years or so, because, of course, children go into their classes now with bottles of water. They're allowed to take water, they're allowed to drink, and it enables them to work much better, much more efficiently, much more motivated. Well, that was never true when I went to school. I imagine that the same is true for you. So we have learned quite a bit, haven't we? But let's go back to Jesus now. Jesus in Jerusalem, and what he said was saying in Jerusalem was, he was quoting from the prophet Isaiah 65. Everyone who thirsts, said Isaiah, come to the waters. So he's been speaking in the temple a lot, and the powers that be, that's the chief priests, the Pharisees, they could go out and arrest this man. He's saying all sorts of wrong things. He's no good. He's not allowed there. So, and these verses, they are causing division in the crowd, it says. In the passage, in fact, a little bit later on in this passage, it says, it reports that Jesus' words were causing division. And they were so astonished when the police there, the temple police, sent him, got to arrest this man, no good here. But they just couldn't believe what he was saying. They were astonished that nobody has ever spoken like this. But they don't just go back and report that. They don't arrest him. Look, the symbolism of water in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew faith, fundamental. And the temple police recognizes that Jesus is fulfilling Old Testament scriptures, that he's claiming to do that. And it's truly shocking. He tells the crowd that rivers of living water shall flow from the believer's heart. And John, in his writing, gives a reference to the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit who will give us these living waters. And it will fill all the believers. When Jesus has ascended into heaven, these waters will flow. When the Spirit comes down, the disciples will cast these waters of life, life-giving waters, to others. That's Pentecost, which we hear about and recognize today. So, let's go back to water then for ourselves, because we don't often recognise how we are thirsty sometimes. We carry on working too hard or trying to work and forget it. I know I do. Say to my husband, I haven't had a drink this morning. Get to lunchtime. That's wrong. I know it's wrong. We carry on and we're just not at our best. Okay. Our concentration, our output, could be vastly improved if we have water. We operate less than 100%, less than we should. And so that's physical for us. And today we're also talking about the spiritual for us. But first, these waters that we are going to receive from Christ and are going to flow out from us. If we don't have, Pentecost reminds us then to take this spiritual drink. I might forget to drink during the morning, but Pentecost reminds us to drink spiritually. And that's what happens to those disciples in the upper room. They were probably much run out of steam. You are waiting for the Holy Spirit. You are huddled together. You are certainly in need of that refreshment. And it came with a rush, didn't it? Knocking them down with the wind, filling them with the tongues of fire to be seen around them. And it touched them, and the Spirit touched those that were around them. When they went out of the room, went into the city, and talked to others, and spread the good news. So when we're feeling physically well, then, we can achieve so much more. I have to say, though, it didn't give me quite the results I wanted on the tennis court. The others must have taken on more water, that's all I can say. Because when we've got the right amount of water there, we can get out there and dig the garden, or we can do our work at our desk, and our brain is switched on, and we can prepare our words of our sermon, of our prayers, of our emails, we've got the right words to say. And when we are working at the right rate, what we do motivates others as well. We make life better for others. And in the same way is the refreshing water that Jesus offers us, that life-giving, empowering Spirit will touch our lives. It will give us those gifts that we heard about, that John read from that chapter 12 in the first letter to the Corinthians, with spiritual gifts. And these gifts are distributed. We don't have every gift, do we? But we have some, and others have these gifts. They are distributed, I think, amongst the body of Christ, amongst us. And we share them with each other, and we use them to God's glory, and we use them to make life better for others. Just as the water makes life better for us, these spiritual gifts make life better for others, and enables us to do the work of God here on earth. And Jesus invites us to come to him and drink. The Spirit is not forced on us, and we make a conscious decision to pour ourselves a glass of water, as I was doing. We must make a conscious choice to keep returning to Christ for spiritual water. And that reminds me of the period that we've just had between Ascension and Pentecost. And we are praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. We make a conscious effort to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, particularly during the days between Ascension and Pentecost. And now we can share. We do anyway, but we share the joy of receiving the gift and using those gifts. So the crowd who heard Jesus were offering that living water, he offered. They were quite divided. Was Jesus the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah that they expected? Did he meet their criteria? But they didn't ask him. They didn't have the courage to ask. If they had, they might have experienced the power that the disciples experienced at Pentecost. If they had gone to Jesus, talked with him, received his guidance, they could have become his disciples. So, do we hold back as well? Are we sometimes suspicious of what Jesus says? Does it really make a difference? What will happen if I put aside my fear and allow the Holy Spirit to work in me? Am I worried about that? Well, we need to find that refreshing drink, don't we? Just as we find that drink on a hot day, perhaps we'll need it today, and we're going to certainly need lots of drinks in the week ahead. I didn't see very much rain forecast. And we were going to be out in our gardens trying to do all the work. I know I've got some weeds to dig up. We do need that refreshing drink, and we do need the refreshing drink of the Holy Spirit. It is going to bring us relief when we receive that water, that holy water, the water of life. So I want us to perhaps just say a prayer together and ask the Spirit to come into our lives. And as the Spirit comes into our lives, this life-giving Spirit changes things. It changes us and it changes the world around us. So join with your microphones muted, which I know they are, and say the response or the opening phrase, which we're going to say a few times, and then I'll say a line in between. Your words are, "Come, Holy Spirit of God." So we say now, "Come, Holy Spirit of God. Fill our emptiness with your presence." And say again, "Come, Holy Spirit of God. Fill our darkness with your light. Come, Holy Spirit of God, fill our weakness with your power. Come, Holy Spirit of God, make us aware that we are in your presence and you are in us. You fill us and you give us life. Amen."
Thank you very much, Lee. Now time for affirmation of faith to raise in the table of problems on behalf of the Lord. Let us affirm our common faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Father, that our human nature died for us and rose again?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world?
I believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Now have our prayer. The Holy Spirit is given to us by the risen Lord Jesus. And one function of the Spirit is to help us to be close to the Lord Jesus. So we pray in the power of the Spirit to the Lord Jesus, who is present with us for all eternity. Jesus, light of the world, bring the light and truth of your gospel to the nations. Jesus, bread of life, give food to the hungry and nourish us with your word. Jesus, our way, our truth, our life, be with us and all who follow you in the way. Deepen our appreciation of your truth and fill us with your life. Jesus, good shepherd, who gave your life for the sheep. recover the plasma, bind up the injured, strengthen the sick, and lead the healthy and strong to new pasture. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, we give you thanks for all who have lived and believed in you. Raise us with them to eternal life. We pray for all who are in need, and all who have asked for our prayers by name. In our benefit, we remember Julian Garrett, Emma Wolf, Eric Ferguson, Jody Dusty-Killen, and Lawrence Thurman, all from High School. In Blueberry, we remember our prayers, Celia Swansea, Margaret Lamble, Ian and Fleur Hope, and Anne Iverson. For Upton, we pray for Brenda Cadden, and North Morton for Jonathan Slade and Jackie Gibson. We pray for all who have died and all whose anniversary of death is served at this time. And among them, we remember Chris Benson and David Carter from Icon, and Judy Hutchins, Leslie Shaw, Lena Napper, Aaron Dodd, Richard Lowendale, Tony Smith, Cedar Barnes, and Nick Swansea. His anniversary of death occurs at this time. We have a time of quiet for our own particular prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. God has the peace. God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given us the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also. Can we give each other a wave? Now I'm going to prepare the chalice and the cup of our communion service. I have the bread, which is all my custom. And then I'm going to divide and walk it to the chalice. Say words of the offertory prayer. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our graves. Blessed be God forever. And our Eucharistic prayer will have the special words for the feast of Pentecost, and where the time will be the responses on our behalf. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy. Always, everywhere, to give his thanks. Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son. This day we give you thanks because in the fullness of your promise you pour out your Spirit upon us, filling us with your gifts leading us into all truth, uniting people with many tongues in a confession of one faith. Your Spirit gives us grace to call you Father, to proclaim your gospel to all nations, to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore we join our voices with angels and archangels, with all those in whom the Spirit dwells, to proclaim the glory of your name, to ever praise for you and say,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we see the confidence, the sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and the cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for the last day when your kingdom comes, and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Let this favor on your people gather us in your loving arms, bring us with all the saints to speak to your favor in heaven. Jesus Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
In the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Some words about spiritual communion. In the sacrament of Holy Communion, it has been the usual custom of the Church to receive the life of Jesus by physically eating the bread and physically drinking the wine. However, the Church has always recognized that there are times and places when the physical consumption of the bread and wine is not possible. And in these situations, the Church has provided the spiritual communion. We bring ourselves before our Heavenly Father in a spirit of penitence and faith, in full confidence of the forgiveness of our sins, won for us by the death of Jesus on the cross. In this way we can be certain that we shall receive the life of Jesus, to this spiritual communion. Our time of reflection and secure here on this team, and I think we'll be fine for that.
Spirit of the living God, all of flesh on earth. Spirit of the living God, all of flesh on earth.
Now, say the Holy Communion prayer for Pentecost. Faithful God, you fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every great invasion the way of life eternal. Open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn today is Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Breathe on me, Breath of God. Fill me with thy communion, that I may love what breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to know and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me grows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, or shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life?
thank you very, very much. And now the special Pentecost blessing. May the Spirit keep hovered over the waters in the world that's created, leading to you the life that God gives. Amen. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us, make you joyful in the service of the Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the life of the risen Christ. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. So in peace, the love, and serve the Lord. In the name of